Welcome, welcome everyone, and welcome to Bliss Life with Akasha, and welcome to the spiritual meaning of getting sick. This is a three-part series. It's a super juicy topic, and one that's been very present in my life this year in 2020, and so as I recovered from my last month in a death, rebirth, life-threatening, all kinds of interesting spiritual shamanic journeying and up-leveling, I began to write this and it got longer and longer. So we've made it into three parts, and this is part one, the powerful gift in illness. Part two is my near-death illness and shamanic rebirth gift, and details about that and other experiences where people have had this, and it's a powerful and transformative experience. And finally, part three is deciphering the meaning of your sickness, because part of accepting and adopting the attitude that getting sick may be a spiritual message or guidance is then understanding what it is, so you don't have to repeat the same pattern again, right? So welcome, Akasha here, fairy godmother, soul guide, master healer, founder of Bliss Life, Infinite Self, Light Body Healing. And you can find me at all these websites, nanakasha.com, infinitylightweaving.com, lightbodyschool.com, blisslife-retreats.com. My podcast is six seasons long on audio at show.nanakasha.com, and of course free all the time, and the YouTube videos at youtube.com/joyfulnan. Wow, what an incredible ride we're all on, right? Boy, 2020 opened with a bang with some of those cosmic events about halfway into the month, and I know I did podcasts. I did some live guided healings on that. And boom, we were off and running into a year that we never could have imagined, right? The recent events globally and the triple eclipse in June, the solstice, the full moon portal right there at the end of June and beginning of July, on July 4th was the third eclipse, the full moon portal, was, wow, incredibly powerful, right? I know I went through a massive metamorphosis. Many of my clients did as well. And we can easily see we're still in the meltdown phase of this global reset and metamorphosis. So I've been going very deeply through this grand transformation time, sick, quote unquote, since February through May and July, pretty much the whole month, in a deep and epic way with my own healing crises this year, and especially these last few weeks. Remember that this current global deconstruction is not over yet, nor is it temporary. We're in a time period we have known about. It's been prophesized, right, for thousands of years. Many prophecies in the indigenous world foretell of this time as a period of grand, great transformation. And woo-hoo, we can see it, right? This is the time of the great divide and the birth of the new human, Homo luminis or lumens. And we are evolving into a whole new race of humans. How cool is that? Let that sink in a minute. It's both exciting and unsettling because we have no idea how things will unfold. Getting sick has always been a way for the body or the soul to talk to us. There are many meanings to the sickness, and the communication must be clear to get the purpose and move through and beyond it. There is a purpose for the experiences that you have, and there's great communication inside of almost every opportunity of getting sick. Otherwise, we have chronic or repeating illnesses. So this is a powerful perspective to look at getting sick as an opportunity, even a gift. If you surrender to it instead of adding frustration and judgment or anger to getting sick, the gift can come into your consciousness with more ease. Often in our busy, rush society, we feel guilty or ashamed or like we did something wrong if we get sick. And we think, I don't have time for this. I have to do and go. And it creates a lot of stress and slows down our healing. So today we're going to look at the top spiritual reasons for getting sick. 1, communication. 2, guidance and redirection. 3, rest, stillness, and integration. And 4, completion and transmutation. Many people try to keep going, care for others, and drag themselves further into exhaustion when they get sick. It's time to honor ourselves as important to care for and to listen deeply to our body and our soul. This big global change is all about stopping the rushing and letting go of our ego's agenda while we heal so we can hear the message and evolve. If you're sick with a cold or the flu or even COVID-19 or a heart problem, a broken leg, allergies, or any illness that forces you to focus on your body and health, take advantage and make it a little more soft by accepting it. Adding stress and worry and pressure to yourself when you're sick slows the healing and doesn't allow your body to shift into self-healing mode because the stress hormones are still taking over. Maybe you've been having headaches or nausea or dizziness, a kundalini awakening, or you feel ungrounded or spacey. You feel sick and not sure. Maybe it's physical, maybe it's something else. Well, for decades now, I have studied and practiced many forms of natural and energy medicine. Often clients come to me for healing that have tried many healers and many physicians and many treatments and have gotten no relief. Sometimes not even a diagnosis. So they're still do not know what's wrong and they're sent away like, we don't know what's wrong with you, sorry. But they haven't been able to alleviate their symptoms and the worry and stress that comes with it. What's wrong with me, right? So the getting sick may also be what I call ascension sickness or light body sickness. Your light body is what I call all of you. It's your physical body, but all of the other subtle bodies that make up you, because your physical body is like the center of a Tootsie Pop and all the crunchy candy outside of it are the layers, the mental body, the aura, the emotional body, the spiritual body. You have so many structures that make up who you are. And we're changing, we're shifting, we're letting go, we're raising ourselves up to higher states of consciousness. And when you do that, you can get ascension or light body sickness. This global transformation and any personal ones that you go through can also cause this different kind of sickness. Maybe there's, okay, we already said that. And I experienced this intensely many times over the 35 years on my spiritual healing path. Either way, it is helpful to understand what the message or the gift is. So the ascension sickness, wow, that really knocked my socks off when I first began to do light body work, when I first began to take mystery schools to learn about my spiritual anatomy, to understand more about moving energy and connecting to higher and higher levels, guides, and other realms. And when you do this, your brain grows and changes shape and your head may hurt. You might get headaches. And so this is important to understand. There's all kinds of messages in every form of sickness. So for decades now, I've studied and practiced many forms of natural and energy medicine with clients and animals all around the world. And I've worked with powerful healers in many paths and seen amazing, literally miracle healings, gangrene reversed, and even more. And often clients come to me, and I already said that too, so let's move on. Because of this personal and professional healing path, I have gone deep into the energy mysteries and within to find the cause and purpose of getting sick. Sometimes it's actually a soul goal. Your soul wants you to get sick. There is something that you might want in your soul path in this life, which is to have to be reliant on others because you haven't trusted others or you do everything yourself. So I've had many clients in the past where we've uncovered a pattern in their soul of reliance, which means that they might break their leg and have to move in with their, you know, adult children for 6 months and live with someone else and trust them and rely on them or other forms like that. So there are many deep soul reasons for getting sick. There's often an immense change that must take place to redirect you onto the path that is optimal for you now. We know we've all gotten caught up in rush, push, push, keep up with the Joneses, get a better job. I'm not good enough until I'm thinner, richer, have a better title, have a hot husband, have a bigger house. We've been inundated and brainwashed that that's the purpose of life, but it's not. It's self-realization, self-empowerment, self-healing, and self-love so that your self-worth can raise you up to live the purpose you were here for. And it's rarely about what anybody else thinks, right? So there is an immense change that often has to happen, and we don't listen often, right, to that inner voice. So sometimes, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, our inner self, our higher self, our soul may knock us down, make us rest, make us stop for a little while, and help us to see it's time to redirect our path to what is optimal now. It's because healing is a holistic shift, mind, emotions, body, spirit. So some sickness can be both ascension or light sickness and physical sickness, because everything that shows up in your body as a physical illness, even a broken arm, is a result of some pattern in your mind, in your emotions, in some part of your light body. It's common when you or the planet, Earth, Gaia, up-levels its energy for us to go through a transformation. We're changing energies and states, levels of awareness and perceptions. We're shedding old beliefs and old agreements and old patterns and literally able to imagine and step into solutions that are new, realities that are new. So it's an exciting time. And if you're getting sick, which is really common right now in any form, during these massive shifts and changes, it's okay. It's a gift. Receive it. Now, there's also an opportunity right now for us to quantum leap in our evolution. Globally in nature and celestially, the doors are wide open for us to become light beings in form. We get sick to rest, pay attention, get guidance to stop something that's not right for us, or to shed the old patterns and allow things to appear or become transparent. We are actually in a quantum leap for humanity and the planet right now. Pretty exciting stuff. This quantum leap is a huge opportunity. It is scientifically being tracked that Gaia has pulled back the evolutionary brakes, and we are in a rare and very real moment when evolution is allowed to go faster. It means fast change. It also means many extinctions. It means unknown possible pathways and timelines begin to open up, and you can create on an accelerated environment and quantum leap your consciousness. It means change, which means breakdown and chaos and sickness. Think about the butterfly. It goes from a caterpillar, for heaven's sakes, to this gorgeous thing. Completely different colors, different body, different structure, and different ways of living and being in the world. But the caterpillar has to surrender. It has to go within the way that you're forced to in sickness, to go inside that cocoon. And it has to let go. It can't think about what it has to do and everybody who's relying on it and get annoyed and frustrated that it's sick. It has to just melt down to nothing, lose all shape and form. That's chaos, right? Just pure everything. And then be inspired to reform and break free and fly and live a whole new life at a whole new level. This is what sickness is, often an opportunity for you. So getting sick is a gift if you see and respect it as a powerful transition that your soul and body are orchestrating. You can rise up. There is deep stuff going on. Is your illness an inconvenience, or is it an opportunity? The shamans believe that we're here to remember who we are so that we can live, get out of this life alive. This means to raise your consciousness, shed your attachments, all that heaviness, all the fear, all the guilt and shame and anger and depression, and rise up to the higher states so you can bring your current self to the next life consciously. With or without your body, when you transform into a more conscious being, you have more choices, more solutions, less struggle. You're still in a form, you still have body, there's still pain, there's still illness. So being sick is a gift and holds much information and possibility. All of us alive can evolve to the next level of human luminous within our lives. Okay, so I want you to think about that and read that again. If you're alive right now, you have the opportunity, unprecedented in any of our history, to evolve to the next level, to human luminous, human, within your lifetime. Pretty stunning stuff. So this is an opportunity alert. It's really important to don't get caught up in the pandemic and the inconvenience and the whining about whether you wear a mask or if it's real or what's the current conspiracy theory. They might be real, they might not be real. Nobody will ever know. It doesn't matter. Drop into this moment and get self-focused. Realize you are in an opportune moment and you can make a massive quantum leap. You can make a massive transformation. You can have a massive healing, whether or not other people you know or around the world want to go with you right now. So stay in your own energy field and listen. Right now, we are in a never before seen vortex of energies that are called the Grand Transformation, the Great Divide, the societal reset, breakdowns and breakthroughs and meltdowns and transmutation and transparency and deconstruction and metamorphosis on all levels of society and mindset and lifestyle and beliefs and awareness and more. And getting sick is a commonly used pathway for the soul to guide us in times of profound change and metamorphosis. Your soul guides you back to your purpose path when the time is right. Getting sick always stops you, everything, and you end everything in your life, right? You can't, I left the world, the conscious world, in my last illness, where I was stung by a bee. It was a very shamanic, wild, weird experience. And within a day and a half, I went into the worst reaction, the ER and the IV drips and the pills and the shots and the medicine. Nothing was stopping it. And my body was taking over and trying to kill me, essentially, right? My immune system. And then I realized, as I sunk deeper and was sent home, like, hey, good luck, you know, take these pills, we hope you don't die, sort of, I let go and deepened myself into the moment. I couldn't think about agendas and to-do lists and shopping or anything. So it stops everything and forces you to be present in the moment and into self-care and self-focus. You have to change the state, right? When you get sick, you have to stay in bed or in the dark or asleep or sedated or whatever, right? you're not driving to work and having meetings when you're sick. And if you're trying to do that, then you are disrespecting your body and all of you. You cannot be attached to anything on the outside of you when you're sick, and you can't. And so you naturally go to an inward state, awakening the inner wisdom in your cells. When you're sick, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, or relationally, you cannot do your too busy to no time distractions like overwork and worry and thinking and doing for everyone else and never enough and lack of self-care. So like the sacred serpent teaches us and all the ancient cultures, right, from Egypt and even England and the Maya, and they revered the serpent because the serpent was the pathway back to spirit and new, to shed the old, to grow into the new. And that's what we're being invited to do now. Kukulcan, which is the Mayan serpent god, their primary number one god, who was the literally pathway to enlightenment, is the plumed serpent to grow the feathers on the head, because you move through the serpent shedding and then emerge from the mouth enlightened, regrowing your feathers, remembering your spirit, putting back on your headdress, growing your wings. And so as I went through my recent transformation, I'll share in the next episode, Kukulcan, the serpent energy, was very present with me, down to the fact that I literally shed so much skin, I felt like I had baby skin. So how deep are you going when you're sick? Please don't try to make yourself sick to have a spiritual quantum leap, okay? But remember, you cannot force these things. You cannot orchestrate or force a true spiritual upgrade or quantum leap. You have to do the work, do your inner work, be present in the moment every day. So when that door opens, when that opportunity comes, you're ready at the highest level that you could have been to at this time. So stay present in the flow of your life. It must come from your highest self and purpose. And when it happens, realize it's a spiritual cleanse or reset, and maximize the opportunity. If you are gifted an illness opportunity, getting sick, stop your life and pay attention. Get the most spiritual transformation and healing out of the getting sick opportunity, and free yourself from the patterns that are ready to be completed, because everything that we do is the current frustration or thing that's you're resisting, or the thing that you're procrastinating, or the thing that's the hard pattern or belief for you to transform. It's there in front of you as your current hurdle, because your soul, your higher self, is saying, this is what we have to walk through, heal, release, understand, let go, digest, before you can move to where you want to go. So being present in the moment and taking care of this will mean you're ready for the next thing, and then the next thing. So when you free yourself from these patterns, you emerge at a higher level of consciousness, like the snake emerges with a new skin, like the butterfly emerges with a new form. You emerge with more strength, a higher level of inner peace and alignment with your purpose. The shamans and the Buddhists and a lot of traditions, they have a saying that pain is inevitable. You're in a form, you know, being born is painful. Stubbing your toe is painful. You're going to get a cold or a flu or throw up at some point in your life, probably. And there's pain involved, but suffering is optional. Suffering is what we do internally. That's the judgment or the fear. That's the, why does this have to happen to me? Or the patterns that make you refuse to stop and listen and rest. Raising your consciousness, your state, means you get to experience even the most physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual painful things at a higher state while still getting the power from it. The laws of the hermetic laws of the universe, one of them is specifically that if you learn to raise your consciousness, raise your state, resonate with a higher frequency, you can move through the most challenging and difficult experiences while choosing a higher state. So you're in both worlds.
This is the scale of vibrational consciousness that we use in many of my courses. I use it with my private clients. And it shows you here the states. So when you're feeling a lot of shame or humiliation, or you're having miserable thoughts, then you're stuck at the lowest possible state, and it's heavy, right? There's no energy. There's no inspiration. You don't care about anything. And guilt is very low, and blame, you blame yourself or others, is a very low state. Indifference is depression, despair, and hopelessness, grief, regret, fear, anxiety. All these things are low force states. And when you are sick, you may get dragged down to fear. You may be dragged to grief or regret or despair, or you may feel miserable or lost or like a victim. But when you walk through it and see it as a gift and listen and look for the opportunity, I have literally gone through illnesses where my partner thought he was going to have to stick me in a hospital for the rest of my life because I couldn't see or walk or talk. In pure bliss, in my state, I knew I was having an upgrade. I knew I was going through. I saw light guides and beings. So I was literally blissing out way up there at peace, the state of peace, while my body was going through all kinds of horrible pain. So I want you to realize that's something that's possible for you. You will always get the goodies. You'll get the benefits when you walk through getting sick in a conscious way. And the depth and power of the gifts that you get to receive depends on how you go through your deepest shadows and fears. Practice being present, accepting, loving, compassionate, and transcend the drama and fear through courage, willingness, and even peace and joy. Like I said, I've gone through illness in a joyful, grateful state. And when people said, "I'm so sorry that you had to go through that," I said, "Oh, please don't be sorry. It was a blissful and wonderful experience." Now, even if you're not able to raise up to that and you go through it and you're in the fear and the nitty-gritty of it, you will always come out with new strengths and skills and wisdom. I know. Now, when I work with clients and students and in my courses and meditations and everything and shamanic journeys, this is what we look for. What's the meaning? What's the message? What's the lesson? How can we find it? How then find the pattern and then free ourselves from it and move up into higher states of our true self? The more you listen and accept your illness as a gift, a healing for your highest good, the more empowering the experience. Accept the gift. Be an excellent receiver, not an ungrateful and depressed one that we often get into in sick states, right? Accept that your soul wants you to have this experience and it's what's optimal for you at this time because the goodies are inside. Getting sick is an intervention from your body elemental, from your higher self, your I am presence, loving parts of you that know your mission and if you need to redirect, resurrect, or rest. First thing to do when you get sick or have an accident that will distract you from your normal day is to accept it as divine guidance. Surrender and accept, and you find your power. The state of acceptance right here, 350, is where you take your power back. Your emotional body lets go and forgives. Your mental body, your mind goes into harmony. You transcend all the pain and worry and move into compassion. The more you can accept your sickness and any feelings, resistance, frustration, and fear that you have around it tells you a lot. All these things, these are clues, right? The sooner you begin to rise out of that low emotion into a more empowering one towards acceptance and empowerment. Yeah, we're going the wrong direction here. So you see here, if you're down at grief or fear and anxiety, where it's common to be when you're sick, or if you feel like you're at this level of desire or addiction because you're in an enslavement process, that's where I feel like I've been this year, sick for 4 or 5 months, right? The minute you accept, you have to start rising up. Now you may get all the way to acceptance, you may not, but as soon as you hit courage, you're in the power states and you begin to be empowered. You know you can. It's an affirmative, supportive energy. So the sooner you begin to rise up, deepen your personal transformation, accept the gift and trust yourself and be willing to complete the old patterns. Those patterns like lack of self-worth or income or energy, and not have to repeat an old limiting pattern, even like getting sick, right? There are other powerful ways to shift your consciousness and evolve. You don't have to get sick, but if you do, be present in the moment, accept it. It's where you are. Fighting it just creates struggle. So it's your choice. You can accept it and rise up, move through it, move into the state where you lose the fear. You start to realize there's gifts and rise to a new state in your life. Or you can reject it and struggle and move through it with difficulty and still get some gifts, but probably not as many and certainly not in such a peaceful and beautiful way. However, if you're offered an illness, instead of hating or fearing it, walk into the fear and enter the pathway with a heart filled with ready and willing to transmute and be reborn. Be love. When you master the fear of death and face your terror, you walk in peace and you rise above. So let's go through the top spiritual reasons for getting sick. Communication. Listen. Okay, there's a message you have not been listening to. Stop and pay attention. Guidance and redirection, rest, stillness and integration, completion and transmutation. So number one, communication. This is a communication from your higher self, from your body. Listen. This is why I said stop immediately and note the level to which you need to stop your life, right? There's a message that you have not been listening to from your body elemental or your higher self or your purpose, and it's time to stop. Pay attention to you. And I like to say stop, drop, and watch and listen. So really, this is communication. Your spirit is saying, we got to detox this thing. We've got to realign this thing. We have to get this pattern out of you. We have to redirect you. We have to do something to your body or your mind or to your patterns or to your purpose. And it's time to listen as deeply as you can. Guidance and redirection. So when you get sick, it again is your body, elemental, your higher self, your soul, other guides, other elements that are here for your highest good. And it's time to listen to that guidance and to let go of what you thought you were, what you had to do, who you had to be. Let go of your egoic goals. Shed the old. Shed, literally see yourself and imagine yourself as that snake. And let go of what you thought and what you planned. We have these massive goals and we think we have to achieve them, and we were taught that, and I lived most of my life that way. And I realize now, especially in this massive transformation, that the world doesn't work that way. If you've made plans recently, you realize that within a few weeks or a few months, they go out the window, right? So it is time that you let go of your agenda, your plans, your thoughts, and open your mind, open your heart, rest, listen. Be still and open to a new direction and a new doorway. That's your door that your higher self is opening for you. It is guidance to the way through illness and the patterns that bind you and create the illness and keep creating the pattern and have held you back from being a higher self. You have to let go of stuff to rise to a new level. You can't bring all your crap with you. You can't bring blame and guilt all the way up to acceptance. You won't go up there. You have to let it go. So healing is a death, rebirth, and metamorphosis, no matter how small or how big. Three, rest, stillness, and integration. The next spiritual reason for getting sick is to rest. There's some reason your soul, your body, your mind needs to rest. Perhaps it's preparing for something. Perhaps it's just been through something. Perhaps you know that or you don't know that. Stillness is required both for your body to rest and heal, for the stress hormones to go away, for the happy hormones and the self-healing activation to happen within your body, but also for you to integrate what has happened, is happening, and may be happening. Because at this point in your spiritual evolution, you need to stop and rest and be still. That's the message. If this is happening, then that's what's optimal for you at this time. Don't fight it. Don't doubt it. Don't argue with it. Don't feel guilty about it. Let the breakdown happen and integrate it. Go within, melt like the caterpillar in the cocoon, and let go of who you were. Now, I had this amazing experience about 3 or 4 years ago. And it was, I fell next to the jacuzzi by the pool in a condo building that I lived in. But before that happened, I left my body. So I have no conscious memory of it. And we were in the pool. We decided to go to the jacuzzi. You have to exit the pool. You have to walk on a pathway around the pool. There's a wall and some trees. And then you get to the other side of the wall and you enter the pool area again. And there's the jacuzzi. The jacuzzi is sunken in the ground so that the top of the jacuzzi is level with the ground. I was ahead of my partner, Chris, and I rounded the corner. I don't remember anything after getting out of the pool. He comes around the corner and I'm laying flat on my face, not moving, and blood coming out onto the concrete. At first, he didn't see the blood and he thought I was just laying there for some reason. And I do a lot of weird spiritual stuff. So he got in the jacuzzi. So his head was level to me and he came over and he's like, "What are you doing?" And then he saw the blood. And then I came to, but I still wasn't consciously in my body. It was like something else took me out of my body or took over my body. And I picked my face up and I had split my upper lip open all the way through. It was bleeding. And so we went to the emergency room. At some point on the way to the emergency room was when I became conscious again of what was going on. I was sent home after getting some stitches. It was late at night. By then, I went to bed. I woke up the next morning. I felt fine. Nobody said anything like, "Well, you might have a concussion." Because remember, I fell. I didn't put my hands out. I fell flat on my face without anything to break the fall. My hands were at my side. And so that means that my head and my face hit the concrete with full force. And yet nobody at the hospital said anything like, "Well, you might have a concussion." And so the next morning came and I was sitting on the computer, of course, feeling a little bit sore, but feeling pretty good. And my phone rings. One of my clients, who's extremely psychic and has been her whole life and her family lineage and has seen many amazing visions for me and given me many, many powerful messages that were very, very true. She called me and I thought, I wonder why she's calling. So I picked up the phone. I told nobody that this had happened to me. And she said, "Oh my God, go get in bed immediately." And I said, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "I'm not kidding you. You need to get in bed. You need to act like you just had serious, severe surgery. You need to be in the dark. You need to lay down. You need to do it right now." And I said, "Well, how do you know that anything happened to me?" I told her what happened. I said, "I'm feeling fine. I'm sitting up. I'm on my computer. In the dining room." In the dining room. And she said, "No, I'm not kidding you. Go now." She said, "What you're going through was orchestrated by these enormous light guides. There's four of them around you. They're huge and tall. You're being upgraded." And I told her what happened. And I said, "Can you see what happened? Because I have no memory." And she could look back and saw. And she said, "Yes, you were lifted up and literally dropped. And on purpose by your soul or guides." And she said, "You're going to go through a really deep upgrade and you seriously have to get in bed." I went and laid in bed and within a few minutes, the concussion hit. I couldn't see, walk, talk. I was throwing up constantly, headaches, dizziness for 3 days. My partner thought he was going to have to air vac me somewhere and didn't know whether I was ever going to come back. But he knows me as a healer for 35 years, as a shamanic journeyer, and fully aware that what I do and what I think and what I feel while I'm going through this sickness or illness is very vital. And so he never introduced any of his thoughts to me. He never brought his fear into the room. He checked on me, took care of me. And on the fourth day, I woke up, I stood up, I walked out of the room, and he almost fell off the couch. He acted like he saw a ghost. He almost, I don't remember if he actually said, "Are you alive or am I seeing a ghost?" And I was completely back to normal. So during that was when I was completely in bliss. And so rest, stillness, and integration, you never really know what's going on when you're going through this stuff. And number four, completion and transmutation. So we're always in the process of experiencing different patterns, going through different completions, completing contracts, soul contracts, agreements, obligations, and all kinds of things. So when you accept and complete old patterns and contracts, agreements and beliefs and more, so you can begin to become your next stage, the butterfly in your soul's metamorphosis, then this may be one reason why you're sick. You may need to flip switches in your DNA, cleanse your cell memory. You may need to detoxify like I just did when I went through my severe reaction and was covered in welts and burning and all kinds of stuff. It was like a massive sacred plant medicine experience, poisoning, shamanic death journey type thing where I've detoxed, I think, just all kinds of things and new energies were introduced into my body. And so you need to let your heart call you forward to the next best step of your true path and accept whatever way that that is. I don't like being sick and I don't go to the doctor unless I absolutely have to. And I've learned so many forms of natural healing over the years that for me and for my children and my family and my clients, that I believe that we can lighten the load. We can help move through it, ease the mind as well as the body. But the actual sickness or experience is like a sacred plant medicine journey. If you've done an ayahuasca journey, you know, once you take it, there's no out. You got to go through, and you go through the journey and you come out the other side a different person. So even though the level of illness can vary, all illnesses are from a soul, mental, emotional, or karmic cause and are a communication and a doorway. Illness varies from annoying but not debilitating, you know, cough, congestion, so on, to severe, stop you in your tracks, throw back out, food poisoning, coma, near death, illness, whatever, regardless of how it is started in the body, can be like taking a sacred journey with a plant medicine or a poison. You have an enormous light structure that must function and flow for you to feel good and clear. And all sickness starts in another level of your light body, mind, emotions, and spirit. And then if it's not healed or transmuted over time, it will manifest in the body as an accident or a sickness or an illness. Altered states are more common in illness, so don't waste a good illness. You can get to some spiritually high altered states. And in the next part two of this, I'm going to tell you about some of the places I visited and high vibrational conscious beings I went to and how I cycled through time and journeyed through the underworld and all kinds of things during my recent illness. So be fully present in the moment. Why not? You're already here. You're already sick. So hating it or trying to ignore it or judging yourself or being mad will only make it come back again in a different way and make it harder. So accept and use the illness as a ticket to complete the pattern and to move on, to find the message, the guidance, and the direction. Turn around and see the open door that your soul is holding for you. Use your illness as a sacred portal, a passageway, and cleanse, detox, and rise to a new you. Let go of the outside world and drift, dream, travel, move through time and space and beyond. Go deeper within and sift through the worlds, your light body, and time travel. These are the things that I've experienced in severe illnesses, and it is a gift. Accept the gift of getting sick. It's a very powerful and transformative experience. So in part two, I will share the insights from my near death and rebirth. And I hope that you will share this, will have gotten more out of this. Let me know if there's anything else I can do for you. And of course, That completes part one, the powerful gift in illness. Again, here's where you can find me. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe, hit the bell, let us send you notifications. I do live healings. You want to know when they're going to happen. And I come out with a lot of series of different meditations and free activations. So ring the bell, like, share, and let everybody else know that you think would get benefit from this. This is an opportunity that if we all absorbed this attitude, imagine the amazing, miraculous healings and experiences that would come out. So thank you so much for joining me, Akasha here. And whoops, I hope that you have a beautiful and blessed day. See you for part two. Namaste.